Good morning, people of God. Welcome this morning as we do come together. It's Pentecost today. We celebrate the day of Pentecost today and the wind that blows. The wind that blows. Now, you all should, if you didn't receive one, you all should have received a balloon, a red balloon. How many have, raise your red balloons. Raise your red balloons. Okay, very good. Do not blow them up until given instructions when to do that. All right? What's that? Yeah, I'll give you plenty of time, but you know. And we have I'm sure people would be available to assist in case of lack of wind. I've never been accused of having lack of wind. So, anyway, how are you today? Good, good. That's good to hear that today. So on this Pentecost day, let's prepare ourselves for worship with our confession and forgiveness. Once again, we begin here at the baptismal font. For it's here at the baptismal font we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. So we begin in the name. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well. Amen. Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins and heal our hurts. Bring forth from us a harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. Your transgressions are forgiven. God's love is a healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ. Amen. We sing our opening hymn, O Day Full of Grace. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God, our Creator, the resurrection of your Son offers life to all the peoples of the earth. By your Holy Spirit, kindle in us the fire of your love, empowering our lives for service and our tongues for praise, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we shall be scattered abroad among the face of all the earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. The word of the Lord. Our psalm today is Psalm 104. Please read the bold print. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures." "There go the ships to and fro, and the Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it." "You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things." "You send them forth your spirit, and they are created. And so you renew the face of the earth." "You look at the earth and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke." May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord. Our second reading is Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, they all were gathered in one place. And suddenly from the heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and the tongue rested on each of them. All were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at that sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in a native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galilean? And how is it that they hear each other in their own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, the visitors of Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, but is only not, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above, and the signs on the earth below, and the fire and the smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show me the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak of my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe in me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the Father cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be with you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
May be seated. The kids come up here.
Good morning. Come on up. Yeah, come on up. You want to come join us? Good morning, Mackenzie. Good morning, Sophia. Hi. So this morning, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Now we know, right, that the Holy Spirit is part of God and Jesus. They're all part of the same person, right? We know that. Now, they're talking about people who had trouble talking to each other, right? Sometimes one person would say something, but it was in a different language, and we couldn't understand each other. Right? It was really hard to hear. And the Holy Spirit came down, poop, sat on your head, just like that, rested, took a little break. But that flame of the Holy Spirit sat in those people and helped them all talk to each other no matter what language they were talking, right? Do you sometimes, like maybe you're at school and you have a friend and the friend is saying one thing and you're just like, do you have a friend? Yeah. I mean, sometimes the friend is saying, no, I really want to do this. And you're thinking, no, that I don't like to do that. I don't want to. And sometimes it's hard to understand that person, what they're thinking and feeling, even though we're talking the same language. Guess what? That's where the Holy Spirit can come and sit in us every day. And the Holy Spirit can help us relate to all the other people around us. Right? Here's a really great example. My husband does numbers like crazy. He can do math in his head like this. Just like a calculator. I mean, he can do a math problem faster than I can get my calculator out of my purse. He can do it. And then he'll say, you do math like this. A, B, C. And in my head, my brain is saying, you do it B, C, A. You gotta do it B, C, A. That's the order you do it. And he says it the other way around. And then I have to just stop and stare at him a little bit once in a while and say, oh, wait, we are saying the same thing. The Holy Spirit comes to us in that moment and says, whoa, you're saying the same thing. You're just talking two different languages, right? Well, Jesus says to his disciples before he leaves them, and he says, I have to leave, but I've given you a whole bunch of things. Yeah, your mama had to leave? Okay, yeah, that happens, right? So, but he said, before I leave, I've given you all of these things that you have to do. I really want you to care for other people, and I want you to spread the word of God, right? So he says, but it might be kind of a hard job. It might be hard work. So he says, guess what? I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's going to come and live with you every day of your life. He's going to be in there all the time. And the Holy Spirit, whether you're paying attention or not, is going to go like this a whole lot. It's so fun having my own daughter up here. The Holy Spirit can do this and say, hey, I want to push you in the right direction. I want to push you into helping other people. Ooh, it might not be something we want to do. It'll be hard. But push, push, push. Mackenzie, do you get that push once in a while? Little bit? Yeah, right? You feel it. You go, whoa, what was that? That's the Holy Spirit saying, this is what Jesus wants you to do. Go do that. Have you ever heard of the phrase, a fire in you? If you have a fire in you, you have a passion. Didn't we just call the Holy Spirit a fire sitting on their heads? Yeah, that's our fire, the Holy Spirit. You think it's maybe there? I think it's there. You can't see it, baby, but it's there. And it's in here. It's our passion to go and do what Jesus wants us to do. You have a butterfly on your shirt. That's pretty cool. It's kind of red, too, just like the fire of the Holy Spirit. I think you've got it. Should we go head back now? All right. Let's go head back and see what Pastor Randy wants us to do with these balloons.
Please pray with me. Loving and gracious God, we are grateful this day for your Spirit moving among us, your Spirit blowing in us and through us, and your Spirit moving. I give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last couple of days, on Friday morning, Lori and I went, we drove to Moorhead to a synod assembly. Now, why would we do that? Well, our good friend our former bishop was retiring, and someone who had met for, or we had known for almost 40 years. He was concluding his time as bishop, and they were electing a new bishop. I have no idea who it is yet, because they're not done, because we had to come back early, because I had to be here this morning. It's the way it goes, right, you know? Anyway, so we're up in Moorhead, and we used to live up in that area, so there are some things that I was reminded of once we got up there, and one of those things is the wind. How many of you have ever been up in that area of the country? Okay? What are the things that you recognize or that you notice about it? The wind is one. What else do you notice? What? Flat. It is flat. You need to know that if there's a flood, the water just spreads out because there's nothing going to stop it. Nothing going to stop it. Anyway, so we were driving back yesterday, and the wind was blowing really hard, and the car, you know, as we would go, the gusts would move us around a little bit. And so we always had to slowly adjust type of things with the driving. And then you could come up on a grove of trees, and suddenly you'd have to adjust again because that pressure from the wind would not be there anymore. Then you get past the grove of trees, and then you got to adjust again. So the wind is blowing, and it blows. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it goes. But it moves, and it adjusts us. Now, the second chapter of Acts is filled with so many symbols, and the Spirit of God is identified as a mighty wind. Wind. Now, the word Spirit literally means breath. Or wind. And the word for spirit is the same word that's used in Genesis to describe God breathing life into the lump of clay becoming Adam. Now I'm going to ask you to do something here. And I just don't try not to mess up back of your neighbor's head. Okay? I want you to say this word with me because it's a kind of a messy word. The word for breath of God. It's rah. Say it with me. Rah. So, you know, be kind to your neighbor, okay? So the wind is a kind of a very guttural type of sound. And it's a messy word. It's a word that moves. The same word is used to describe the wind that fills the sails of ships and the wind that is produced in violent storms. God's children live in the reality of God's gift of life and power because of the wind of the Spirit. One of the other images is tongues of fire coming down on the disciples' heads. Fire is always associated with the presence of God. God displayed his presence to Moses like a burning bush when the people of Israel were leaving Egypt. The pillar of fire by day pillar of fire led them. When God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, a cloud and fire descended upon the mountain, and God's children lived with God's presence. God is with his people, not separate from them. Do you realize that the day of Pentecost, because we're following the day of Ascension. Ascension is when Jesus ascended to the Father, left, or the earthly thing. The day of Pentecost is a reminder that Jesus is with us forever. That's how we understand God's presence with us through the Holy Spirit. God is with God's people, not separate from them. God is with us, always. The gospel message is spoken the language of the people. Now, a lot of times we talk of the day of Pentecost as the opposite of the Tower of Babel, when they all spoke one language and then suddenly they couldn't understand each other. And now, Pentecost is the reversal of that. Instead of separating humankind from each other because of language, the barriers between people are overcome, are taken down. The walls are brought down that separated. There's a new unity that takes place, in that all people are able to hear the gospel that Jesus died for everyone. We live in the time stressing that reality, that we are more similar to people than we are different from them. Now the Spirit is upon us. And the Spirit of God's presence and power in our lives, and also the force that unifies us as God's people. So what we have this Jesus is forever present with us. And two is that the church as a community is brought together and empowered together, not separate, but together. The Spirit is also moving in specific ways in us and through us. I want you to, what are the, you know, I have a love-hate relationship with these things. You know, they're kind of awkward sometimes in this day and age, but I want you to turn to page 1162. Did you know there's over 1,000 pages in this book, in the ELW? So one of the things that when they put the ELW together, our hymnal, they put the small catechism in here. And I have a confession to make. Confirmation kids, cover your ears. No, don't. It's okay. I remember when I was in confirmation, I had to memorize the catechism. And I turned around and forgot it. How many can feel my pain? Okay. When I was in seminary, I had to memorize it again and go before my seminary prof and recite the catechism. But I want to tell you that at that point in time in my life, it made a lot more sense. And one of the things that became so glaringly clear and it was kind of an aha moment, and it has to do with the work of the Holy Spirit. At the bottom of page 1162 is the third article of the Creed, which has to do with, I believe, in the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to read the meaning of that, because there's more to it than just saying I believe in the Holy Spirit. Because we ask the question, what does this mean? What does this mean for us? So would you please read with me where it says, I believe that I, by my not, right there? Ready? Please read that with me. I believe that by my own understanding or strength, I cannot believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But instead, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, and made me holy and kept me in the true faith. Just as it calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth, and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Daily in this Christian church, the Holy Spirit abundantly forgives all sins, mine and those of all believers. And on the last day, the Holy Spirit will raise me and all the dead, and will give to me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This is most certainly true. Now the aha moment in that, when I re-read and rediscovered that, was this whole thing of, the wording that I learned was a little bit different. It says, I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him, but the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel. Aren't you impressed? Huh? Enlightened me with His gifts and kept, sanctified me in one true faith. in the same way he calls, gathers, light, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. Aren't you impressed that I can do that? Huh? Hey, I'll test you next week. You can do that next week, okay? Do that next week. But he writes that the Holy Spirit calls. It's the Holy Spirit is active and moving before we even think about it. God is active before we respond. God is active before anything. The Holy Spirit calls in the gospel message that Jesus died and rose again so that we might have victory over sin and death and the devil. We hear God's invitation to live our lives in relationship. We're also called to be disciples of Jesus and servants of the living God. Now we hear the Holy Spirit gathers. In the gospel message, the Holy Spirit not only proclaims the love and grace of God to us, but also enables us to respond to this good news. The Spirit gives us the power to believe, gives us the gift of faith. We're not only gathered into the body of Christ, we're also gathered into a congregation where we can worship and be nurtured and cared for and grow in our faith together and use the gifts and talents God's given us to serve. The Holy Spirit enlightens. As we walk in a relationship with God, we study. The Holy Spirit gives us knowledge, helps us to understand, gives us wisdom. Spirit does this when we open our lives to the Spirit. Perhaps in our private prayer, our studies, our conversation with friends, our times of worship. The Holy Spirit also molds and keeps us. While walking with Jesus, the Spirit is at work in our lives, molding and shaping us into the image of God. The Spirit uses our struggles, our failures, along with our triumphs and successes, to form us into God's image. So we live in these days that the Spirit is moving in ways that we don't see and in ways that we do. It is the Spirit's movement that gives us hope. All right. I want you to know that the Spirit is not tame. The Spirit blows, and we need to be available to blow and to also might be nudged in ways that we don't always go. So now I would like you to do this. I would like you to blow up your balloon. We have one shot at this. Don't mess it up. We have one shot at this. Blow it up big. Come on, Ian, you can do it. Kitty, where's yours? You didn't get one. Okay. The other thing that the Spirit does, it wants us to take this message of God's grace. Don't tie it off. Just hold it like this. Don't tie it off. Because if you tie it off, it's not going to go anywhere, is it? The Holy Spirit wants us to go public with this message of grace and love of God. Jerry and Jan, are you? There you go. Oh, there. You're working on it. Okay, they're fine. Okay, I guess I want you to stand. I think this will be better standing. Okay? So at the end of our prayer here, think of the air inside here as the Holy Spirit. It blows where it will. And I want you to consider how the Holy Spirit has changed your life. Think about that. How has the Holy Spirit changed you in your life? And our prayer at Pentecost is, come, Holy Spirit, that I may be changed and become an instrument of change. So as we let the air out of here, we let it out believing and trusting that the Holy Spirit will move through us. So on the count of three, and you get, I'll wait for you, man. I'll wait for you. Okay, there we go. Okay, on the count of three, I want you to let it go. That's the Holy Spirit. May it move among us. By the way, you won't know where it go, which direction it's going to go to you. Other than away from you, probably. Okay, here, on the count of three, you ready? Ready, Josie? Like I said, we got one shot at this. One, two, three. May the Spirit move. Amen. invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all of creation. Come, Holy Spirit, enliven the church to speak your words of forgiveness and salvation in every language and tongue. Pour out your Spirit on the witnesses of every age. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, send cooling breezes where people and creatures are suffering heat. Save the land from drought and wildfires. Bless the work of those who make it possible to harness the power of sun and the wind. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit, dispel human arrogance and establish leaders who are humble of heart. Speak peace into all the world. Help us to overcome prejudice and fear. Help us to support international aid organizations as they respond to the needs of people throughout the world, especially to immigrants and refugees. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit. You hear us when we cry to you. Bring clarity and hope to those living with dementia, anxiety, depression, or addiction. Accompany those who are weak or worn, especially today. We lift up Ron, Sue, Ann, Arla and Kathy, Janelle, Ernie, Lexan, Alvin and Gwen, Joanne, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Chelsea, and little Robert, Libby, Joe, Leo, Sam, the family of Roland Schultz, and all those that we name in our hearts. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal your love through families of all shapes and sizes. Bring joy to co-parents, single parents, and those without children. We ask your blessing upon extended families, foster families, adoptive families, and families of friends. We pray that you will bring closure and healing to broken relationships. Hear us, O God. Come, Holy Spirit. You make us children of God and joint heirs with Christ. We praise you for all the saints who called on your name and who now know the fullness of your salvation. Hear us, O God. We commend these and all your prayers to you. Come near to us with your saving help. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. Receive our morning offering at this time. Let us pray. Merciful God, as grains of wheat scattered upon the hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. Giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus is the host, and he invites you to come, so come and eat. about you. Stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated as we sing our closing hymn.
Sent us more to
just a couple of announcements. Josie, you want to say anything about Kid Ventures?
Sure.
Sure.
Kid Ventures starts...
Talk out that way. I can hear you. You don't need to talk to me.
Kid Ventures starts this Wednesday. We do the second Wednesday of each month over the summer. So what are the dates? This Wednesday, and then the second Wednesday of July, and the second Wednesday of August. And it is for kids going into grades 4 through 8. We do a service project, and we do an activity, and then we have pizza for supper. And you can still sign up. We've got lots of room, and anybody who wants to participate. There's a different service project each of the three nights, and then a different activity to go with it.
Cool. Hey, do you know what else is happening today?
What else?
This is the first day of camp.
It is the first day of camp.
And we've got kids going to camp this week, right? How many kids we got going to camp this summer?
13
total this summer. So please keep the young people in your prayers as they head off to camp and experience that sense of community and God's grace and experience Jesus in that way. You notice there's hygiene kits and there's on the back side is the Lutheran World Relief kits. Of your bulletin there, and let me see, I think everything is pretty much self-explanatory. Is there anything that needs to be brought up? Yes?
Yeah, just thank Allie
Foster
for volunteering to the church.
Yay, Allie! Woohoo! Nobody has come to see you about the quilt auction at Luther. Oh, my. Come on, people. Get with the game. Oh, and also, in 2 weeks from today, we'll be having our first outdoor service, and it'll be on this side of the church out here. And I'm going to need, you see I'm gimping along here, I'm going to need probably a little extra help getting some things set up that morning, so if you're available, please come and talk to me. Any other announcements? If not, celebrate Jesus!